After 20 years of organizing and legal battles by the Yurok tribe and other groups, 400 miles of historic salmon habitat have reopened. Scientists are now monitoring the effects of the dam removal on salmon populations. Yurok tribe member Amy Bowers Cordalis says they've been astonished by how quickly the migrating fish are returning to areas that haven't supported them for generations.
And all these people are using indigenous knowledge and marrying it with Western modern science to observe and to tell us how the river is healing. And it's really a remarkable opportunity.
Cordalis is also founder of the indigenous conservation group Ridges to Riffles. The data being collected details, among other things, fish spawning locations, their health, and numbers, all of which will be crucial for predicting future populations. I'm Isabel Charlet.